The semi-annual warehouse clearance event is on at Sleep Outfitters. Save up to $1,000 store-wide with our lifetime price guarantee and 100% comfort guarantee. Why shop anywhere else? Limited time clearance savings only at Sleep Outfitters. Visit sleepoutfitters.com.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find the full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Welcome to the Country Music Talk podcast, where you can hear the biggest names in country music telling the stories behind their songs, sharing the latest news, and giving us all the gossip on life in Music City and beyond. I'm Baylen Leonard, and you can catch me on Absolute Radio Country. Listen on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Rayo app, or you can just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. Right, let's get on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
I'm Baylen Leonard, and this is Absolute Radio Country. Megan Maroney, welcome back to the UK.
Thanks.
The last time we spoke, you were doing the Long Road Festival.
Yep, that feels like a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And you did about 15 different shows across the Long Road Festival, as I recall. Like every time I turned around, there
you
were.
It was like another one. Yeah, I kind of liked it though, efficient.
It was nice because in that sort of setting, and I suppose when you're starting out as well, and you were pretty well established by that point, but up until, you know, you get to the level that you're kind of at now and have been for the past few years, it must be nice to do like different vibe things at the same thing because you're on different stages, there's different times of the day.
Yeah, I like it because you already got your fake hair in, you already got your makeup on, you just got to drive to a different stage, and it's a totally different vibe. So I remember playing more like party songs in the tent. But yeah, it was cool to just do all that and make some new fans, hopefully, so.
Well, I think you did. I think you did make some new fans, not just here in the UK, but you've been making new fans all over the place. The album, Cloud Nine, it's your third studio album.
Woo-hoo.
Congratulations on this.
Thank you.
I already feel like we know it quite well because you've released a few songs and each of them, Beautiful Things, 6 months later, we've all taken to our hearts. People are word perfect on them already. And now we have Wish I Didn't. The album itself, it's not even out yet.
It's not.
And we're already familiar
soon,
with it.
We're counting down the days, though.
And pink.
Pink.
Is the new color. Blue, we were blue before.
And we were green before that.
We were green before that. And there, I mean, a touch of orange.
A touch of orange. We started with orange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you already have this whole plan for how this goes? Like, do you have your next color in mind?
No. It reveals itself, really, with the songs. I didn't know that Cloud Nine would be pink until I wrote Medicine. I actually wrote Medicine before Cloud Nine, and I thought Medicine would be the title track.
Okay.
And then in February, I wrote Cloud Nine, February 2025, and then I was like, oh, okay, it's still pink. Like, that solidified that it was pink, because when it was Medicine, to me, sometimes I see a few colors with certain songs. Like, it's not very definitive. Like, Medicine could have been pink, yellow, or orange. That's what I was deciding between.
Okay.
And then in the songs before that, like Convincing was orange or yellow to me too.
Right.
But then when I wrote Cloud Nine, the pink started to make all kinds of sense with the songs before. And then it makes sense. Like, that's the only way I know how to explain it.
I got it.
I got it.
Do you have a color that you hate though that you will just never get on board with?
No.
Okay, that's good.
I like all colors.
And you seem to look good in all colors as well, which is helpful.
Thanks. Well, I think it's the spray tan.
You can adjust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different shade.
Yeah.
Because pink, because I'm quite pink already, so wearing pink. Like, I was trying on something pink.
So, like, maybe a darker pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, the guy in the shop was like, I don't think so. And I was like, dude.
You're like, I'm in my Cloud Nine era.
Yeah. Hello.
Mind your business.
Exactly. Who asked you? So, being back in the UK, do you feel like you know the place now? Because you've been over a few times.
A little bit. But this is, like, the first time I've stayed in London for, like, more than a day or two. It's the first time I'm staying in Mayfair.
Fancy pants. Area. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fancy pants. We're going shopping after this, allegedly.
Oh, my
Nothing
God.
Nothing like
okay.
shopping in the rain.
Perfect.
Fun. But I've only seen the UK really from a tour bus. And, like,
right.
you know, the tour bus parks outside the venue, and then we sleep on the bus, and
right.
then it leaves, and then I wake up in Norway. or wherever. Right. Do you know
where,
what I mean?
Where am I?
Where am I? Yeah. Like London. That's very what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of cliche. I'm sure that people feel that when they go to like Nashville or something. They're like, well, this is exactly what I thought it would be like.
Yeah, but it is. I mean, and it's even raining.
Yeah, exactly. So. The weather, the telephone booths, everything's red, which I love. I love a color. So I'm like, yeah. I love that we've committed to like the bus benches being red as well. I'm like,
yeah.
Yes.
Black cabs.
Yeah. Red. Oh my gosh. And they look like cute. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they do.
Like it looks roomy. Like out of a movie. I'm like, okay. Okay, London.
Well, good. We're glad you like London.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Cloud Nine. You've got some great collabs on this. So we saw you and Ed Sheeran at Bluebird Cafe. Mm-hmm. And that's when I think everybody was like, okay, what's coming here? So how long have you known Mr. Sheeran?
So we actually met at that Bluebird show.
That's when you met?
Yeah. And at the time, I Only Miss You was not a collab. Like, we didn't know we were doing a song together. His team had reached out to my team and was like, Ed is playing the Bluebird and would love to have Megan come. And I had never played the Bluebird. So first of all, I was like, oh my God, I get to play the Bluebird
this
finally.
This is a big day already.
Finally worked out. And then second of all, I was like, wait, who wasn't available? Why is Ed Sheeran like, was I like seventh string that they're calling? And then turns out like him and his wife and his kids are fans and they listen to my music, which I thought was just like really cool. So I was there. I canceled my vacation to be at the Bluebird that Sunday.
Where were you
Sunday.
Meant to be?
I was going to go to the beach, like down south,
yeah.
Just for the weekend. And instead, I played the Bluebird with Ed Sheeran. Worth it. We became friends after that. I just like admire him so much as a songwriter in general. But to see him like be obsessed with songs the same way I am and like songwriters I love are, it's just really cool to see because he's obviously a global pop star. But to
and he's super into country music.
Yeah,
as well.
For him to just nerd out about lyrics, though, I'm like, oh, we are the same.
So the collab that you guys did, it wasn't like instantly obvious that this was the one you were going to do, right? Was there some back and forth?
No, we sent songs back and forth, emailed because he's an emailer, you know.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah. So I would send him a song, he would send me a song, and then like I'd send him like five songs or something like that. And then I just was like, well, I've got this traditional song, so I'll just send it to him and see if he likes it. And he like loved it. And then he sang on the demo like 3 days later. And then I cut the song like the next week. It was like all pretty quickly. And so, yeah, we got it done. It's crazy. I can't believe we have a song together.
So when you're emailing, is it like a voice note you're emailing?
No, it's just,
it's like just the
it's
lyrics.
Like, hey, Ed. Wait, what do you mean?
Like when you're sending him the song saying, hey, what about this song?
Yeah.
Like, are you kind of...
And he's like, love it.
But you're typing this out.
There's yeah, no- he sent a few voice memos after he was like recording it and stuff.
Right, right, right.
But yeah, for the most part, it's just straight up emailing.
Well, at least it's not faxing.
Yeah, true. I never experienced that.
No, you don't need to. It's fine. And then the other person that we have to talk about is Kacey Musgraves. This is great. I mean, it seems like Kacey Musgraves has this type of career that you are having now as well, where it's outside of country. It's not just country artists and country fans and the country kind of world that know Kacey Musgraves. And that same thing is happening to you. So did you kind of, when did Kacey Musgraves come into your life?
When she released Same Trailer, Different Park,
right.
I organically discovered her, I think through like merry-go-round, through
that
like social media or something. Yeah.
Because lyrically, that song is so amazing.
I mean, yeah. That hearing that song in that entire debut album was the album that like changed the trajectory of my life. Because I think when I heard that album, I was like, if I ever write songs one day, like, I want them to be clever like that. I thought it was so cool because I had never heard anyone twist a phrase like she does, and her voice was so good, and I loved her stage presence. And so I kind of just, I think that was like 2013 when her album came out. So I was like a day one. I actually met her in 2014 outside of her tour bus after a show in Alabama.
Really? Yeah, well, you waited to get
I waited, her. Yeah. And what's even crazier is I learned how to play guitar after I hurt my knee cheerleading in high school.
Right.
I was in a wheelchair for 2 months. So I actually met Kacey Musgraves with one cowboy boot on because okay. My other leg was full cast. So that was okay. Humbling.
Did she sign your cast?
No, she didn't.
Oh.
It wasn't one of those. It was like a lame brace. It's like the whole leg. And I was like actually pretty immobile. So it was like, it was not like, oh, what happened? It was probably like, let's just like.
But you know, she can't say no to meeting somebody if you're wheeling yourself up.
Well, so I was on crutches at that point.
Okay.
So.
But still.
Yeah. But what's crazy is that was my, because my dad, I'm not creepy, my dad has this on his phone. The picture that he took from that night was taken on October 4th, 2014.
Okay.
Or was it 2011? No, it had to be 2014. Sorry. And then on October 4th, 2025 was when we got the recording back that she sent. So it's like exactly like 11 years later.
Are you kind of into stuff like that? Like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like,
how can you not be? I'm like, that's weird. Sorry. That's weird. That's weird.
Yeah, that's she's bigger than
like,
a coincidence.
She's like, that collab is my Super Bowl. Like, I'm not going to quit or retire, but if I did tomorrow, I'd be like,
done.
I did all I could do.
So are you superstitious as well? Like you're
I'm
into
a
like,
stitious.
Okay, that's a coincidence, but are you kind of like...
I do think, I look for signs, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Gut feelings and stuff like that
yeah.
as well?
Yeah.
Okay, do you walk under a ladder?
Are you not allowed
luck.
To do
that's
that?
Bad luck, apparently.
Oh. Well, there's this thing at the University of Georgia where you're not allowed to walk under the arch or you won't graduate, and I didn't do that. I only walked under the arch after I graduated. So,
okay.
like, same thing.
I
don't really, like, have ladders laying around typically, but...
Well, with your big old tour, there must be a ladder or two somewhere.
If there is, I don't encounter them.
They have cleared that out of the way. But
yeah.
The
they don't want me to
number
hurt myself
one
or
makes
something.
Its way to the stage. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you have any pre-show rituals that you have to do? Are you like that?
We have a little like hands-in thing. We pray and then we do a little hands-in thing. It's like a little chant that we've come up with over the years. It's gotten pretty long. We keep adding on to it.
Right,
so it's like we're going to have to start this thing like 30 minutes before we go on stage by next tour.
That reminds me actually of, I watched the Taylor Swift End of an Era
thing. Same.
Yeah.
Of course.
And yeah. And they have their little backstage ritual as well. But Taylor Swift has been super important to you as well, right?
Yeah. I've always looked, similar to Casey, I've just always... been a fan and looked up to their songwriting. And I think I was younger when I discovered Taylor, but just her storytelling, even if I hadn't experienced what she did, like her songwriting made you feel the same way she felt in that moment, which I've just always thought was really cool.
So and when you first started listening to Taylor, like I guess
that was like her, debut.
Like proper country.
Yeah.
Era.
Yeah. Oh, like Tim McGraw. Like our song is Slam Screen Door.
Yeah.
All
and
of it.
Then she did that song with Tim McGraw later, like a full circle moment after writing about Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
Then she did Highway Don't Care.
Yeah.
That's the name of it.
Great song.
Have you met Taylor?
No.
Do you want to?
Of course.
Well, no, because some people don't want to meet their idols.
I think she would be fine.
I would think so. Yeah. I watched that documentary. She
seems like
great.
A great gal.
Yeah, she does.
I don't know why. Yeah, no, I definitely would like to meet her.
Did you go to the tour?
Yes, I did.
That's a lot of tour.
That's a lot of tour. I'm not sure how she did that. It was impressive. I remember leaving, and obviously, from a fan perspective, I was just in awe. But as someone who is also a performer, I was like, that's a long time to be up there every single night.
Yeah.
And I was Nashville night three, so it rained. It was like miserable conditions. And she's just up there for 3.5 hours or however long it was. And I'm just like, my back hurts standing up for this long,
yeah.
watching her. And she's up there dancing for 3.5 hours.
So
it was impressive. Yeah, it was impressive to watch. And I admire her so much as a performer, songwriter, all the things.
And so a collaboration with her obviously would be, is that a goal?
That would be amazing, yeah.
Yeah. I have seen you at the CMA Fest in Nashville a couple of times. And both times that I saw you, you did such a lovely thing with your brother.
Oh, yeah. Traditions.
Yeah. And so I guess that goes back to liking a tradition. But your brother, he doesn't normally tour with you, right?
No.
Right. Because he's an accountant, is that right? Is that what
you
said?
He's an attorney.
An attorney.
Yeah,
I was
going to be the accountant. That's what I went to school for.
There
it was,
right,
yeah.
I got it. I knew he had like what we would call a real job.
Yeah.
In that way. But then you always bring him on stage and he plays a song with you.
Yeah. So my brother and my dad were my original band. Like when I played my first gigs in college, even when I moved to Nashville, I played my first show with a band in 2021. So until 2021, my band was my dad and my brother. Anytime I would have a show, they would do their best to get off work. And if both of them couldn't get off work, like one of them would. And they like if my dad did it last time, my brother would do it the next time.
Right.
Because they had like real jobs and stuff. So yeah, my brother actually played guitar with me for my first CMA Fest. And it was on the... I forget what stage it's called. What is it inside the Music City Center? The Spotlight Stage.
Small stage.
I played that, I think it was 2022.
Okay.
And I remember, like, no one was there except for my friends, my family, and then, like, people that wanted AC. You know, like, it's hot, Steve Aoki Fest. So,
yeah.
And... But I loved it. Obviously, I was like, I'm playing CMA Fest. I don't care what stage is on. I'm on the ad mat. So, ha.
Yeah.
And then the next year, I had...
Although I did see Dolly Parton on that stage as well. So,
Oh, really?
Even though it's like, you know...
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
An indoor stage, it's still... Like you said, you're there. You're part of it.
Yeah. It was like, so cool. Because I never even went to a CMA Fest as a fan.
Oh, right.
Like,
okay.
That was, like...
Crazy.
Far away.
Exhausting.
And stuff. Yeah. And, So anyways, yeah, the next year, the Spotlight Stage is the one that's in the stadium, isn't it?
Oh, the platform stage is in the stadium.
Oh, the platform. The okay, center. So I went from the Spotlight
CMA
Stage.
CMA Spotlight Stage is
to
in,
the
yeah.
platform stage in a year. So I started that tradition then because I thought it was like, how did I go from like having literally not one person there to then like a stadium full of people mm-hmm. knowing Tennessee Orange?
Yeah. And then the time it became a thing.
It,
you
yeah.
were on the stage.
Then
like
it was
the
on the stage. And then I did the stage again.
Yeah.
So I played for CMA Fest now.
Right.
And it's just like I don't get to play with my brother that often anymore. So that's always a time where we've just planned. I'm like every year, just pencil it in. You're coming up on stage with me. We'll
he
do whatever
super
song.
He seems confident as well.
I know, it's mind blowing to me. I'm
because
like,
that's a big crowd.
I like have to like calm myself down, and he's just like, and I'm like,
well, I guess he's also been, like, I've got a job.
I know. I've been trying to every single time he plays. I'm like, so want to come on the road? He's like, I have a family.
Would he never come to like? London, I guess it's
no,
a
he
big
would.
Commitment, isn't
he
it?
He would, yeah. It's just, he has, I have two, I have a niece and a nephew, so okay. he does have responsibilities outside of his job as well, which
sure.
make it difficult. Maybe when they get a little bit older.
So you wanted to be, did you want to be an accountant, or was it more kind of like, okay, I guess I'll be an accountant?
That.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, like, well, my mom was something. An accountant.
Right.
I knew that I would be good at whatever I put my mind to because that's just how I'm wired.
Were you like a straight A student?
Yeah. Mm. Like never skipped class. I could be the most hungover I've ever been. I was at my 8 a.m. class.
Right.
I would never miss a class. And actually, this is totally sidetracked. Hopefully we have time for this. I took astrophysics on accident. I thought it was astronomy. I was signing up for an elective. I took astronomy in high school. So I'm like, this will be fun. All I have to memorize is like Venus, Pluto, Jupiter. A.O. yeah. Saturn. Wrong. It was astrophysics. And the professor, like, no one would show up and ask the professor for help because everyone was just like, this is so hard. We're just going to give up and fail and just not care. But I would go to his office every single day. And I was like, please try to explain to me because I am lost. And at the end of the class, like, we had a cumulative final.
Right.
My final just, like, didn't get put in. And I think that was him. Like, I never asked.
Because he was like, she's making an effort.
I think, yeah. I think it was that.
So you, like, you're an astrophysicist.
Yeah. No. No, I actually think I did so poorly on the final that they accidentally made a mistake. But because I showed up every single day, yeah. and I was like, please help
a for
me.
Effort.
Yeah.
You're an astrophysicist. That's how I'm introducing you every time I play
yes.
a song, which is like every day. We play
Megan Moroney, the astrophysicist.
The astrophysicist. You know who else is smart, got a big old brain? It's Stephen Wilson Jr.
Oh, yeah. He's like a real,
yeah,
he's
like
a real
scientist.
Yeah. yeah. He didn't fail his science cumulative final. He was passing
We're
with flying colors.
We're going to get you guys together and to talk science stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I feel like there could be, you could have a side hustle of like teaching
Probably.
Science things like
sure.
online. People would be very into that.
One thing, yeah, I'm actually not going to get into that.
Okay. No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
it's
no, I was
ask.
Just, I had a thought and I was like, I'm not going to go there. That's way too left field. And
we're here for it. Go ahead.
It's chemistry. I don't understand chemistry.
See, I wouldn't understand it because I don't know
I don't
chemistry.
I just don't understand, like, I understand the H2O,
yeah.
two hydrogen, one oxygen.
Yeah.
How the hell do you make it though? Where do you find the hydrogen? Yeah, like, two hydrogens together? Without getting three?
How does it get together?
And I just genuinely don't understand.
Okay, maybe you're not an astrophysicist now that I think about it. But it's a good question. Do you know who I'm going to ask?
Who?
Stephen Wilson Jr.
Okay, perfect.
Because
yeah.
he will absolutely know, like, the answer to this
question.
There
were like things that I could study and memorize, but as far as like actually comprehending it and being able to
yeah,
make
like
sense of it, I'm
it.
Like...
I got you.
Mm-mm.
I hear you knocking. Yeah. Hey, we had your buddy Mackenzie Carpenter in not that long ago.
Oh my gosh, love her.
We love her as well. You guys write together a lot, right?
We do. Jimmy James.
Yeah, and did you know her before you guys started writing together? Because it feels
a little
like
bit,
you guys
yeah.
would be like friends.
She went to, I think, high school around where the University of Georgia is or
right.
something, or
yeah.
maybe college. I can't remember, but we were both in Athens at the same time. So we met up like one time to write in college.
What is Athens like? Because I have a little bit of I've never been to Athens, Georgia, but I have a little bit of I feel like it's just like a super cool music town.
Very cool music, great football scene, obviously.
Yeah.
Definitely go to a football game.
Mm. Is it like indie? Is it kind of like, are there like loads of independent shops and stuff like that? Like arty
yeah,
and crafty
like there's, and stuff? There's boutiques, there's
right.
record stores.
Yeah.
Like jam bands are popular there. Like Georgia Theater's there, which is like super iconic venue, 40 Watt Club.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as the campus goes, the campus is like huge and beautiful. There's like a sorority row, Millage Avenue,
right.
where
yeah.
all these like big Southern sorority houses and fraternity houses
right.
exist.
Were you in
it's
a sorority?
Kind of, I was.
Mm. So I guess you're still in a sorority, because once you're in a sorority, you're in a sorority.
Yeah. You swear your life to...
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I probably signed something that says...
Did they have a song?
Yeah. I don't remember them. It was...
Don't tell them you don't remember it.
Oh, yeah. Exclude that. I'm going to get fined.
because like old school bands, REM and the B-52s are mm-hmm. both from Athens, Georgia. And like that whole scene just fascinated me. Before we let you go, Shania Twain, your name and Shania Twain's name seems to come up a
really?
Lot. Really? Yeah, because I think that people who don't, you know, because you have so many fans outside of country like she does. And I think it's because the sensibility of your music appeals to so many people who... think that they don't like country, but they just
right.
they just haven't found their type of country. And
exactly.
then they find you and they're
yeah.
like, oh, I didn't really think about this as being country. I guess I do like country.
Right.
And I think that happened a lot with Shania Twain as well. So like around the building, there's like a million different radio stations in here. And people who aren't even into country, who knew you were coming into the building would be like, oh yeah, she's like the new Shania Twain. And I was like,
oh.
is she? Let's talk about that.
I
so
love that
new
compliment.
Shania Twain, is that what does that feel like?
That feels like a very big compliment. That's crazy.
Have you met Shania?
No. I've seen her live at a festival.
Right.
So I was like in close proximity, but we didn't formally
meet.
You
were in the aura.
Yeah. Like we were both backstage, but I didn't get to formally meet her.
Let me tell you something about Shania Twain. When she came in here, and tell me if you can understand this. As an astrophysicist,
okay.
you might get this. She had like a million people with her, of
okay.
course. And they were doing her hair, you know, all the things that you would want
mm-hmm.
a million people around Shania Twain to be doing. And right before we started the interview, I guess it was her assistant, one of the people, he was like, would you like a mint? And she was like, no, I'm fine. He was like, gum. And she was like, no, I'm good. And she went, and he went, mouthwash? And she went, no, I'm okay. And then during the interview, I was like, what? If she had said yes to the mouthwash, like in this radio studio, where would that mouthwash go?
That's a great question. Y'all don't really have mouthwash, you know,
well, listen,
buckets.
Exactly. Well, like we don't have a...
Maybe she's like, she could swallow it. That would be good.
She's such a superstar.
That'd be hard, yeah.
She can do... I mean, I'm not saying it's a goal, but
yeah.
Shania had a mouthwash guy.
Yeah,
so
I don't have one of those yet.
If that's in your future, then you're doing okay. Are you going to have some time to get around the rest of the country when you're back for your tour, other than
yeah.
just like in the tour bus?
Yeah, I think so. I might extend my trip a little bit too, because that's the end of the MRK tour. So
okay.
I might just hang out over here.
Right, and you can
I need
really
some
get
spots.
Into it. Yeah.
Send me some recs.
Okay, all right, I got it. There will be restaurants and shopping destinations that you will have to hit.
Okay, perfect.
For sure.
I love eating and shopping.
Yeah, okay. So congratulations on everything that's happened.
Thank you.
Do you ever have a moment where you're like, wow? Or were you always like, this is absolutely going to happen?
No, I'm still all the time like, wow. That I think by, you know, I literally thought I was going to be an accountant. Mm-hmm. So everything that happens is exciting to me, you know. Mm-hmm. And everything, even the Kacey Musgraves collab, you know, and the Ed Sheeran collab, like that's the kind of stuff that like I don't even know if I dreamed about happening, because that's like too big for me to even fathom happening. Like I even asking Kacey, I just wanted a background vocal. I'm like, a background vocal would be like, I'm over the moon. And then she just sends back like the second verse because she loves the song. I'm like, I didn't even like dream that big. You know what I mean? So I feel like I'm constantly celebrating the small wins, big wins, and I'm just like always shocked every single time.
Noticing and celebrating tiny things is a great way to live your life.
Yeah, definitely.
But you also have some massive, huge things to celebrate as well. So congratulations on everything. Cloud9, we already love everything we've heard from it. So we're so excited for the entire release. And then we can't wait for you to come back on your big old UK tour.
Yeehaw.
Toward the end of the year.
I'll bring back some astrophysics knowledge.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna do some studying up, and when you're back
we'll have
ask
more
some
facts
questions. Yeah,
yeah.
We'll have some facts, and we'll have a mouthwash bucket for you as
well. Perfect. That'll be fun.
See you later, Megan Maroney.
Bye.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country,
an in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.